You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders shares his joy over the book Last Dog on the Hill, The Extraordinary Life of Lou.
I recently finished reading Last Dog on the Hill, The Extraordinary Life of Lou by Steve Deneau. Lou was a Rottweiler German Shepherd mix that Deneau found as a puppy in the wild in Southern California. A feral litter was roaming the freeway's hillside while the dad chewed on a deer carcass, likely roadkill. The six-month-old puppy, who had become Lou, was the only one in the litter willing to approach Deneau and his then-girlfriend. He was covered with fleas and ticks, and he stunk, of course. They took him to a veterinarian and then home. Lou became an amazing dog, inspiring Deneau to become a dog trainer with Lou by his side, helping him fix dogs considered unredeemable. He was strong, fast, brave, and smart. During his long life, Lou broke up an armed robbery, took down a rapist, had a vocabulary of nearly 200 words, and helped rehabilitate thousands of dogs bound for the needle. I would have loved to have met Lou, who died at 16. I did not want this book to end. It's refreshing to read something uplifting during these times fraught with peril. I've cared for many dogs in my life, starting with Sandy when I was 6. She was a red-bone hound. I remember her being smart. Of course, I was 6 and likely easily impressed. But Sandy was old, and one day my dad took her away and told me that she'd gone to heaven. I figured out later she'd been euthanized because she was terminally ill. Next up was Willie, an Airedale my 4th grade teacher persuaded my mother into taking because he was tearing up her apartment. The first night Willie spent inside, he ate my glasses, leaving shards of plastic and glass on the floor. Then he ate and promptly barfed up a t-shirt. Willie could have used the wide counsel of Lou, perhaps saving him from his sad fate of being chained to a doghouse and largely ignored by a family that didn't know how to handle him. I plead not guilty to pet neglect since I was only 9. That cured my parents of owning dogs for many years until I became an animal control officer in Nacogdoches while trying to graduate from college. One day, a beautiful Cocker Spaniel arrived. I sneaked her out, drove to Longview, and announced to my mother, "Congratulations, you now have a dog. What would you like to name her?" She sputtered and protested, but Susie was a part of their lives for several years. In the interim, I collected 4 dogs that I wanted to save from death row. They joined Sam the First on our little place in the country. The first Sam was a poodle mix given to me by my former brother-in-law. We became inseparable. He rode in my 53 Chevy pickup, went over to the mill pond to go swimming on summer afternoons, and curled up at my feet as I studied for finals. But Sam developed a bad habit of killing chickens at a place down the road, and one day he didn't come back. I suspect he had killed one chicken too many. Nearly 40 years later, Sam the Second sleeps on the couch. He's also a black poodle mix, though intellectually he doesn't quite measure up to his predecessor. But he is also a fine companion, and I think his buddy Rosie has made him a bit smarter in the nearly 5 years since he showed up unbidden. If you love dogs, you will devour Last Dog on the Hill like it's a piece of pork rib tossed to your pooch. Check it out sometime when looking for diversion from the headlines of the day.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.